Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
A different point of view on achieving excellent health on all four levels of self: spiritual, emotional, physical, and social. It's The Healthy Self with Michael Schwartz.
Do you ever have questions and don't know who to go to for a second opinion? Well, this is the show you can go to for a couple of different reasons. Number one, I've got opinions on everything, and I'm willing to share. You may not like my opinion, but it's mine, and I'm willing to share. That's number one. Number two, I have with me today two fabulous people who have more knowledge than you're going to find in any 10 textbooks. These are real world people with experience to share. If you give us a holler at 877-305-7800, or it may be 844-305-7800, or you can always drop me a line at michael383@me.com. And today with me is SusanSmithJones.com, you can look her up, who's president of Health Unlimited in Southern California, and Valerie Hall from Valerie Hall Nutrition, also in Southern California. And Valerie and Susan, we're going to talk about diabetes. And Valerie, I know you have some personal experiences. Would you please share with us how you know how to deal with diabetes?
Certainly, Michael. It's a pleasure to be on the show with you. I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes about 27 years ago. And at that time, I didn't know anything about nutrition. It was really out of the blue. There was no family history of it in my family at all. And type 1 is an autoimmune condition. So at some point, my own immune system decided that the cells in my pancreas that make insulin were foreign invaders and attacked and killed them. So type 1 diabetes is often referred to as juvenile diabetes, although it can happen at any age. I was in my 20s. And type 2 diabetes is more of a wearing out of those insulin receptor sites, things like that. So we're going to get into that a little bit later. But my own personal experience, I felt very sick after about 2 weeks after the birth of my first child. I had just gotten new contact lenses, and I couldn't read the clock above the TV all of a sudden, whereas I could the week before. And there was a stomach flu going around, and I thought that's what I had. So I was, you know, vomiting and going to the refrigerator and drinking a bunch of water and then going back to sleep. I was exhausted and then getting up and doing the whole thing all over again. So I called my best friend to come and babysit my new baby. And when my husband came home, he asked if I wanted to go to the hospital. I said, no, I don't think so. I think it's just the stomach flu. Well, a little while later, some pain started setting in. I said, okay, yeah, let's go. So we got there, and they stuck me in a room in the emergency room and kind of ignored me for a while. And I had to get down on my hands and knees and crawl out and say, okay, everybody, I really need some help now. So they came in and helped me, and the guy smelled a fruitiness wow. on my breath. And immediately he opened the door. He said, okay, everybody in here. This yep. is the sickest person in here. Let's go. So he tested my blood sugar. It was so high it wouldn't even be read by the meter, which went up to 500 at that point. They got me on an IV drip of insulin and saline, and I was feeling better within a half an hour. I was starting to come around and feel better. And they said, okay, you've got diabetes. At the time, they thought it was gestational diabetes because I had just given birth to my daughter. But it wasn't gestational diabetes, it was the beginnings mm-hmm. of type 1. And I had actually started developing it while I was pregnant with her, but at the time I developed it, she was large enough to be making insulin for both of us. So she was pumping out insulin like crazy while she was inside of me, and when she was born, her blood sugar bottomed out. So she had to stay in the hospital for 5 days with a glucose strip in her arm to get herself stabilized again. And fortunately, she's 27 and has not developed any issues with that. So at the time, I didn't know anything about nutrition. I thought the American Diabetes Association did. And back then, they were recommending a diet that was very high carb, low fat, low protein. They told me to eat two or three pieces of bread with every meal. And I gained 7 pounds a year for 11 years in a row following their recommendations. And thank heavens, I stumbled my way into nutrition. I went to work in a chiropractic office that was very nutritionally oriented, and I was off and running in a whole different direction, started applying some of the things I was learning and reading to my own health, and turned everything around. I was able to quench the neuropathy in my feet within a month, and I said, okay, this is my new career. This is my new path. This is where I want to go. So it's been quite the experience, and I have learned so much over the years, and now I've gone from injecting 80 units a day of insulin to 20 units a day of insulin. I don't make any of my own, so I have to inject it, but I've been able to moderate the food I eat so that I don't create so much heavy blood sugar in the first place, and learn which are the right supplements for me to take to really help to diminish the negative impact of blood sugar fluctuations on my body and any of the free radical damage and so forth. And it's just a pleasure for me to share that information with others because there's so many good things we can do.
You know, you bring up a bunch of points. I want to jump back to something that I read a long time ago, and I believe the term is chimera. And what they discovered is that sometimes the mother's beta cells go into the fetal's development and the pancreas, and the baby's immune system identifies those cells as alien invaders and attacks them. But they're really the mom's cells. And in fact, isn't that fascinating?
Yes,
and
I had
the way
never
that they
that
discovered
before.
It is, you know, well, you know, you've heard of people having transplants, and you know they go on immune-suppressing drugs. Well,
right.
After a particular point in time, they've discovered that the bodies have accepted these new organs, and therefore they no longer need, you know, immune-suppressing drugs because the immune system has accepted the organ, so it's no longer attacking it. But when there's fetal development going on and they discovered that it is the mom's cells going into the baby's pancreas, isn't that fascinating?
Fascinating. Oh,
so,
Michael, I always love to talk to you. You are a wealth of information.
Well, thank you. I just read off the wall stuff, and fortunately I can remember it. Every now and then. I have some timers a lot, but we don't talk about that. I know Susan would have some input in terms of diet. And then, Val, would you come back and also share with us some of the nutrients, not necessarily product names, because we don't have time for that. But could you give
got
us
it.
Some of the nutrients that you used? And we've got about 2 minutes. So if you would take a minute, give Susan a minute, and we can do to help people move forward.
Absolutely. All right, so I'll just start quickly with one of my favorite spices is cinnamon. It's great if you're diabetic or pre-diabetic or even if you want to be healthy because in cinnamon there's an ingredient which is MHCP, methyl hydroxycalcone polymer, and it speeds up the processing of sugar in your body. So putting cinnamon sticks in your tea or water or sprinkling a little bit on desserts, fruit, cereal, into smoothies will help make your insulin release much more efficient and also help, they think, through studies, slow aging and ward off diabetes and obesity.
Very good, Susan.
Okay,
I love
very
the cinnamon.
Good.
And also alpha-lipoic acid is a fantastic antioxidant that actually makes us utilize our insulin more like we should, because we get something called insulin resistance where we're not responding to our insulin. We're not absorbing it very well. Other things I've found really helpful, nopal cactus is a great one. There are a bunch of different herbs. Gymnema is another excellent herb for the blood sugar. And magnesium and vitamin D3 deficiency are always present when we start to develop blood sugar problems. So make sure that you're not deficient in those vital nutrients.
You know, another amazing herb to lower blood sugar almost instantaneously is golden seal root, one of my favorite herbs, which we can talk about some other point in time.